This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Carm Capriotto, Town Hall Academy. Hey, look, we're going to Vision in March 2026. We hope to see you there. It's the Full Throttle Vision, the high-tech training and expo. I'll be doing some training, so will Tracy, and we'll have the podcast studio there. And also see you at TST March 28th, 2026 in Tarrytown, New York, the big event. Andrew Fisher, Ken Zanders, Adam Roberts will be there. Keynote from Tracy Capriotto. And if you're on our YouTube channel watching us, please give us a like. And thank you all so much. Look, we want to thank so much to our great sponsors of the podcast for all these great years. Hey, for over 30 years, NAPA Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the best, most comprehensive SMS in the industry. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, how well does your team know their stuff? Test their automotive skills with the Today's Class Basic, Advanced, or Service Advisor quizzes. It's a quick, effective way to spot gaps and grow stronger teams. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. Shop owners, stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Kukui's integrated platform, they deliver 4 times better website conversions, automated follow-up, and real-time ROI tracking. Get industry-leading customer support with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You're probably tired of chasing new customers who never return. We understand. Pit crew loyalty ends the one-and-done cycle, turning first visits into lasting, reliable revenue. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com. Hey, welcome back. Listen, we're going to talk about a couple of really important underutilized assets in your point of sale system. And I'm assuming that most point of sale systems have these kinds of features, the canned packages and categories. And Dave, I know you're really passionate about this. Dave Shedeen, CEO and master coach, former shop owner, and a master tech. Dave, I didn't know you ever picked up a wrench. God bless you, man.
Yeah, I started out in 1979 in Arizona Automotive Institute and graduated fourth in my class and thought I was all that. And I got my first job and my first tune-up took me 4.5 hours.
In 79, Dave, did you own platform shoes?
Oh, yeah.
You went out and danced and everything? I'm just checking.
I had clogs and downtown Seattle was the Faces Disco and Yep. I used to joke around in high school. I would go to the dance and I never really danced. I just stood up close to the big speakers and vibrated across the floor.
Ben, look what I started. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. CompuTrek Automotive Solutions, Dave Shedeen. Ben Dexter's with us, the National Training Manager for NAPA Trax. Ben, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well, Carm. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, man. I mean, you talk about a company that trains ad nauseum, and I don't mean that in a negative way. They've got training going on every day, and I know that you're so willing to work with all the teams in the shop to help them learn and understand their area of responsibility for their software. Well, look, Dave, you brought me this because you're consumed with the value of canned service packages. Let's start. Ben, you guys have a great discussion. Hopefully, at the end of the show, people will have a brand new appreciation, a found level of knowledge on how to use these features.
Thank you, Carmen. And it is something that's near and dear to my heart. It was something I discovered, actually not in the dealership. I discovered it in owning my own shop when I went into an aftermarket software and I saw what it could do. And so before I get into the mechanism, the how-to, you know, there's a book Brian Klemmer has of how-tos were enough, we'd all be skinny, rich, and happy. So I want to set the context of this. Well, this isn't really a training. This is bringing awareness, understanding, mindsets, what I call of abundance. And your canned jobs and your categories can get you there by tracking it. It's a how-to. But really set the context of understanding that these are your business scan data. That these are critical data that most shops never go look at. And if you told the tech to go diagnose a check engine light but didn't give them a scanner, they're there hours, pinpoint testing, voltage drops, and all the rest of it before they can go get it. The canned jobs do at so many different levels take a lot of the fires away inside of a shop's business. The categories help us do a couple things. One is, and there's a new understanding that I got, you know, 30 years ago when I was doing my shop, that there's really three labors in your business: diag, PM, and repair. So diagnostic, preventative maintenance, and repair. PM labor is not the stuff you do in the afternoon, and AM labor is in the morning. So preventative maintenance labor, by the way, you may or may not get some dad jokes in this description. So those three labors all have a different, and all have a different efficiency. Well, that's great understanding. And if you really slice and dice it and go to that new model mindset, you're now building your system to get 150% efficiency versus relying on your team to remember to build in efficiency. And way we do that is like, and I'm going to go to categories first and then talk about the power of canned service packages beyond the high level of communication with the technician and that. But the categories, and so when you understand that, okay, well, how much diagnostics am I doing? It's more than that. How much AC diagnostics, brake diagnostics, body control, ECM, and let me pull the last 50 repair orders that have that in there. Well, how do I do that? I'd have to go manually do that. But if I use my categories, if I have an AC and heating diag, AC and heating repair, AC and heating preventative maintenance, now I can accurately track exactly what it is where I need to go, because it's like my GPs are off. Okay, well, where is that? It happened at a repair order level, but what on the repair order? I got six lines on there. Three of them are at goal, three are not. Well, why is that? Oh, crud, we're off on our matrix, or we got the wrong labor rate attached to it. And there's a whole bunch of mechanisms to conversation with that. So really, it's organizing your business to get away from all the fires that we put out. And it's almost like the number one compass a shop owner can use, or manager: where do I go today to go create abundance? What category needs to be shored up? What categories need to be rewarded? You know, one of the things that we're fix-it guys. We go look for things that are broken. You want to use this category stuff to go, hey, where can I reward? Hey, we get our categories to this level. We get our blend to goal. And now we can manage that per advisor or for the shop overall. The categories beyond understanding diag, PM, and repair, there's a fourth labor category none of us like, but we all have it. It's called a warranty category. And so now you create a warranty category, and it could look like this. And I'm very cautious to use this name. So you have a warranty parts dash Worldpack, warranty dash parts CarQuest. Notice I'm not mentioning Napa because they don't have any issues, right? But we have that.
Thank you very much, Coach Dave.
And now you can go to that vendor and say, hey, listen, you know what? In the last 6 months, we've had an increase of this kind of a warranty issue with these parts. You have real data to have real conversation instead of speculative. Like when you get your second one in a row, man, these are all failing. No, you had two. Let's look at real data and for that. Then you also have data this way. You have warranty dash tech Dave, warranty dash tech Carm, warranty dash tech Ben. And now I can see a volume of who's got warranty comebacks. It's not to discipline or get rid of them. It's to go, where do I need to apply training? Your categories will reveal at a high level where you need to go put training. You know what? We have a category of, engine mechanical repair, not a replacement, but repair. And we have low efficiency on these jobs for this tech. And now you get a chance to analyze your business at high level. Entry-level shops, to wrap themselves around what I just described, is like, oh my gosh, that's so deep out there. You know what? Set your basic categories up and then familiarize yourself. Do one category at a time. Don't look at them all in 1 month, but slowly build to that. For me, when I got a grip on my categories alone, I had almost an instant half an hour to 0.7 more hours per repair order than I did before. My GP percents shot up anywhere from 3 to 5% almost overnight because I knew where to go to make adjustments. So that's the category. I could talk another 4 or 5 hours on categories and the power of it. I had one shop owner, and I'm still learning categories, the power of it. I had one shop, it was in Washington State, and the owner her and her husband own it, and she kind of runs and manages it. She said, I said, why do you have this category of smoke machine, you know, in that? Because when I do a can job for diagnostics in the smoke machine, I want a separate one on there because I just spent $1,500, $2,000 on a piece of equipment. How do I justify it? How do I know how many times I've used it? So she uses categories based on some equipment so she knows to justify. And I love ROI conversations. So now I can see the ROI usage of that. When did I gain it back? And there's a whole bunch more that goes into that.
Lots of creativity. Ben, is he talking normal stuff here? Good stuff?
I agree completely. There's so much of what you just said, Dave, that I can agree with. The reality for most shops that I experience is exactly what you talked about is, you know, how do I eat the elephant in one bite? I've never truly, if I put myself in a lot of business owners' positions, they've never really worked on the business. They've worked in the business. So then we're going to transition towards garbage in, garbage out and say, hey, look, I can ask service writers all day long, or I could even ask myself the responsibility of manually categorizing these items, or I can put together a plan and I can set up my software where it does the heavy lifting automatically, where I'm not having to make any manual adjustments. But I'm a big fan of test and measure. If you can't measure it, it's pretty hard to tell whether or not you're making any positive impact or you're struggling. I agree on the labor side, on the parts side as well. Being able to see the business in the perspective of profitability is one of the biggest challenges I face as a trainer and as somebody who's, you know, trying to shake the lights on in an owner and say, look, it's okay to make money. That's what we're here to do. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be painful to make the money. And we're going to make mistakes. We're going to break a bunch of eggs making this omelet. But without the metrics that go along with the decisions, we're just winging it. And, you know, winging it probably works for shop owners that manage the business by the bank account. They don't really grow to their potential. And that's what I see in this whole category discussion, especially in reporting as an overall, that the lost potential and the opportunity to let the team know, especially if you've grown your shop to a level where you do have more hands in the cookie jar, that reporting is accountability. And that's exactly what you said when you brought the technician example up with warranty. I was obsessive about tracking everything. If we bought a piece of equipment, I even ran all of the metrics by vehicle, year, make, model, and engine to say, hey, if we decided all of a sudden we want to do European cars, let's see if we're going to get the return on our investment. I see far too many shops that think categories are extra. They're not necessary. They're so focused on sales and tax and GP. They don't see the value in the categories, but I think they've always been there, frankly. I don't know of a software that doesn't offer the categories. I couldn't agree with you more. This is a subject that I think a lot of owners, if they could think about putting the wrench down and picking up the keyboard and saying, what can I do to invest in my shop management system? The tool that I probably use more than anything aside from the telephone to make some money with the shop and really steer the ship. When I need to make adjustments, I'll know where to make them.
Thank you for that. I really like that. You know, you came close to a phrase that we say, if you don't track it, you can't manage it. You just can't. You're lost. You're shooting from the hip and winging it. I can't tell you how many times I winged it in my business before I got systemized, how much I clip my wings. You know, it's the reason chickens don't really fly. You know, they don't soar up with eagles. You know, there's a reason to that. And plus a little bit of barbecue sauce in the wings are pretty good anyway.
Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTracks. That's NapaTracks.com. Hey, want to test your team's knowledge? Well, today's class quizzes show how much your techs and advisors really know, so you can train smarter and build a stronger, more efficient team. Whether it's the basic quiz, perfect for all techs to test their foundational knowledge, the advanced quiz, built for experienced technicians ready to dive into complex topics, or the service advisor quiz, focused on communication and customer service. Now, each one gives your team a clearer view of what they know and where they can grow. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. Shop owners, we know you are overwhelmed with a flood of missed calls, empty bays, and disconnected marketing tools. Kukui has spent over a decade building one integrated platform for auto repair shops. One login, one dashboard, and mobile-first websites that convert 4 times industry average. Smart, innovative CRM with automated follow-up, 24/7 online booking, and real-time ROI tracking. With 900 plus years of combined team experience, we fuel the growth of 2,200 plus shops and have influenced $3 billion in revenue. Stop working harder. Start working smarter. Get industry-leading customer support and book a demo with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You know, most shop owners feel trapped spending on ads while half their first-time customers never come back. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. And it's not your fault. The industry average is 54% one and dones. We understand how discouraging that can be. Well, Pit Crew Loyalty changes the story. Our clients cut that rate by up to 38%, raising lifetime value by more than 50%. Loyalty members visit nearly 3 times more often, creating predictable revenue without extra ad spend. Pit Crew Loyalty, where customers stay and shops thrive. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com.
One of the most powerful things that I do at Canned Jobs was purely out of service advisor efficiency of 2 things. Number one is professionalism. When you have a high value words and reasonings description, it's not like R&R Wet Valley intake, you know, $800. Get rid of that. There's no value in that to the customer. So I learned early on in a handwrite environment, back before computers were a predominant thing, even in the dealership, we were handwrites, which means our stories had to be penmanship was great. And pretty much every pen I've ever picked up has mechanic font and no spell check. So it was brutal. Sometimes it would take for one labor line, a professional story could take me 3 to 5 minutes if I didn't have to rewrite it. And so in my shop, it was grounds for dismissal if you use like the labor time guide from the point of sale. It was no longer R&R, remove AC compressor in the way, add 0.3, get rid of all of that. I wanted a professional, and it had to be customer driven, customer okayed, authorized to replace the air conditioning compressor and service and flush system as needed. Or I have a whole lot more value words and reasons than our canned job packages that we have. And then it gave not a step-by-step repair procedure, but it removed the needed covers, brackets, and braces, and evacuated, and a good long story that was a high-level professional. Well, how many times do I need an AC compressor? You know, you're doing, a dozen or more a month. Every time one of those stories is 3 to 5 minutes, I got tired of writing the same story. So I'm just going to build a generic canned job of a compressor R&R. So that sped up my time. But then I got to think, well, some jobs need this part, some jobs need this part. Some jobs need this part. So then I went into my canned jobs and I put parts holders. When you do an AC compressor, make sure you do this, make sure you do this, make sure you do this. And there was a brand of AC compressors. If you didn't put the inlet screen in there, it voided the warranty. So I put a line in, inlet screen. And I did all the level 10. If I wanted to do that and have 100% assurance that I've done everything possible, that that job's not coming back. I'm not cutting corners. I put the full job in it. Now I have built-in triggers. And what I got rid of? Whoops, I forgot to order that part. And the whoops, I forgot to order that part is the number one intrusive part-related inefficiencies and productivity in a shop. But now my system triggers us. And its advisors aren't forgetful. I mean, advisors are forgetful. Techs are forgetful. Not from a bad personality or bandwidth. Like being a technician is like a 32-sided Rubik's Cube. Writing service, it's like 132-sided Rubik's Cube. all the different things. Plus, you got emotional intelligence. You got all the other stuff, the need for donuts. I mean, you got all those things going on. And so as you look at all of that, help your people's memory out. One of the number one constraints is memory. Let your system trigger that. And now if you ever get a job that like, oh my gosh, you know, with this particular one, we need to make sure we order this part. Now I go update my canned job. So whoever pulls that canned job up there, my C-level advisor, my A-level advisor, I've got a complete list of parts that 99% of the time I'm going to need. And if the tech didn't request it, the advisor's going to go, okay, well, I guess we don't need it. Well, the tech's not seeing that. So now I go, okay, there's these other parts in the canned job trigger. Do you need that one? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I need that one. And now I'm not got the job in a part, the part's a day and a half away. And now I've got a stuck bay because my canned jobs could have prevented stuck bay in this. I made a couple words all the time, by the way.
Ben, Coach Dave said a ton there. When it comes to Napa Tracks training, are you concentrating a lot of value and investment of time in canned jobs? Do you have special courses on that?
We do. We have custom training that's targeted specific to canned jobs, and we have two different capacities for that. But if I could say, going back to what you said, Dave, about the language that we could put on a repair order and present that to a customer, boy, I tell you what, there's been times where I've seen a copy of something and I said, please tell me this doesn't get handed to the customer. We did not present this. Aside from a lack of description, but like the language, you know, I understand that. So I agree with Dave wholeheartedly. The training that we do most often with Tracks is a little bit to do with standardizing the messaging to the customer, which I agree with you, Dave. Anything that can be professionally cookie cut so that the message is delivered the same way, no matter who's delivering it, whether it's one service writer or three service writers. But the way that we do our canned jobs, and a lot of shops do this, a lot of shop softwares do this, we have two levels. We have the cookie cutter, generic type, and group parts and labor together, all the pieces and parts. If you ever done headlight refinishing, you got all the grinding disc and all the polish and all that stuff. I save all kinds of time and I don't have to worry about the inventory troubles. And that's a major part of canned jobs is inventory management. That's like internal bleeding when yes. We're not tracking that. Now, the second level of canned jobs we do in Tracks is pro jobs, which you alluded to perfectly, Dave. It tracks the needed additional components that are related to a job and it's vehicle specific. So a pro job, essentially, when it first came out, my 10-year-old son could write service. I'd say, Brody, type in water space pump, and he could find his way through all of the needed additional parts through all the electronic vendors. Not only did that standardize the delivery and the accuracy of what we ordered, because I could tell you how many times we give a new service writer an intake manifold gasket estimate. It's more than just the intake manifold gasket and the labor. You know, we got all the other things we got to do with that. But when the pricing came down to it, that's one of the other benefits. We have three service writers at a shop. A customer gets in touch with two of the three, maybe even three, and gets three different prices for the same car for the same service. That's the kind of, you know, customer rapport building that I don't want to do. I don't want to tear down years of good customer rapport over, hey, why did Ben give me a price? Carm gave me a price and Dave gave me a price and the same thing, and they're all wrong. So canned jobs are a huge topic. And I think to wrap it up, the biggest hurdle that I see with users is that we don't want to take the time initially to get them done. We don't see the value in the long-term use of those. We see, oh, I got to think about all the additional things and I've got to add all these pieces and put them together and construct them. I can't convince enough people. That's time well spent. We literally have a calculator. I'll show them how much, like you said, 3 to 5 minutes. I'd say, hey, aside from the inventory inaccuracies, aside from the egg on our face with the customer with the pricing problems, let's look at how much time a service writer is sitting there, like you said, a Rubik's Cube, back and forth. I think they'd rather eat their lunch than have to grind through 30 inefficient work orders a day. I think that's where a lot of service writers get stressed out.
Dave, before you have a comment on this, I got to ask, pro jobs, are they already filled in or is it a feature that someone has to create their own pro jobs, Ben?
So pro jobs, we give you 43 default jobs. We had those created from shops feedback across the country, everything from air conditioning repairs to starters, timing belts.
And tweak them at your own, how you want to make that work. But at least you've got a great structure and a great outline to start with.
So it's one of the things, the other power of a canned jobs is that, like, say I have a generic Wet Valley intake, all the typical trigger of parts, but then I'm also going to trigger, I'm not going to give away the farm. I'm going to trigger, hey, add an oil change and delete this line note, because otherwise the advisor just puts in oil and filter. And now it's more than just oil and filter. You got to check all the fluids. You're doing a regular professional lube oil and filter service that's not going to be due for 3 to 6 months based on their usage. Then I'm going to put on a cooling system service, adjust labor appropriately if there's overlap, and delete this line. You know, the same with like the thermostat. Or, and if you have to disconnect the battery for anything, anytime you disconnect the battery on late model vehicles, make sure you do what's called an ECM relearn. Go back in there and learn before you disconnect the battery. Were there any pending codes? Because if there were pending codes, you do the intake gasket, it drives away, it comes back, you know, 2 days later with a check-in. What'd you guys do? Well, there was a pending code for that code. Remember, we went over that, and now it's back on with that code. So it's got a hard failure right now. Or you sell the diagnostics after you do the intake. The built-in additional triggers are huge. Here's what the power of our can job, we sell it as a package, and we've got like 800 and 350 comma complaints and 25 diagnostic inspection sheets that are strategy-based, theory-based, that keeps the team on target. But when you have, let's say you're looking to train a brand new advisor, how do you get them to speak, and they're not from the automotive industry, how do you get them to speak automobile ease in a short amount of time? Well, our canned jobs, which I'm actually going through and revamping them now to even shore up the language even more, plus I'm adding a feature. So the Wet Valley intake was leaking. But what's a Wet Valley intake if I don't even know what a valley is? You know, and so the language helps bring an advisor who doesn't speak that language up to speed, and they sound professional from day one. The other element that I'm just now adding to all our canned jobs is, okay, so we just did the Wet Valley intake, the water pump or the whatever. I'm adding a tag in there. Hey, Mr. Jones, by the way, here's the preventative maintenance that partners with it that either eliminates this or reduces it or extends the life, you know, twice as much, whatever. If you do this preventative maintenance, this won't happen again. And now the advisor who doesn't know what related services would have prevented that, they get now the chance to explain to the customer the preventative maintenance there. And you're now in a culture of preventative maintenance. You're educating your database how important preventative maintenance is. So we have a Wet Valley intake of $2,000 to $3,000. But yet this service here, this $190 service, is what helps prevent that from ever happening. It's amazing when you really understand canned jobs. Canned jobs is like this. In my shop, I got to the point where if I had 9 to 10 or 11 items that an RO needed, before my canned jobs were at a high level, it would take me 45 minutes to an hour to build that estimate. Once I got my canned jobs dialed in, you know how long it took me to do 9 to 10 or 11 on average? 2 to 3 minutes. Because what I would do is I would take a Wet Valley generic, doesn't know what vehicle it's on. It's got all the parts triggers in there. I load it on the repair order for this, say this, you know, 2008 Chevy half ton, 5.7 liter or whatever. I don't even know the liters anymore. But whatever that job is, now I've got that canned job in a real life situation with current pricing. Now I copy that. I save that job as a canned job per manufacturer. And then in my system, when we save it, we put the note on it, because the system I use didn't date your canned jobs. I would put a date on there. And now the next time somebody gets one, they go to GM INT 5.7 and then the year, and it pulls it up and it loads with all the parts we used last time and it has the date. Hey, we used this 6 months ago. Okay, well, I'm just going to add 5%, 10%, pick up the phone and call the customer because I got my number already. I don't have to do all of that. The only difference now is we're still experiencing some COVID parts delays. So we got to know promise time to the customer. We might have to source where those are at. But now I've got a vehicle specific. I had 3,200 or 3,300 canned jobs at Dave's Auto Repair that I had made my generic ones, high triggers, and then I would go build the manufacturer one, save it, and now I coded them in such a way it was really easy. And the part of our canned job training, we show you how to load them specific to your system.
Okay, Ben, do you think this is like off the charts, off the wall, what he's saying? I mean, who would be the person building 3,000 different canned jobs, or is there that much value in paying attention like that?
I can imagine, Dave, that it didn't all happen all at once. You know, over time, you come up with a system and then you expand on the system. And, you know, GM intake manifold gaskets were a big deal for us. You know, we'd go get the pieces and parts and the coolant nip, and, you know, we had them almost packaged. And for a while there, it was easy enough to say, hey, in this model range, this year range, we could just slam them on there. But you brought up a good point about additional items that have an impact. If I could tell you how many times I'd have an argument with a customer over a Toyota Camry timing belt, the dealership will quote them for the belt and the labor only to get that low dollar price, to get them in there, tear the vehicle down. Then they tell them about all the additional pieces and parts. And I have to explain to a customer, we're three times as much as that initial quote from the Toyota dealer, but ours includes all of the pieces and components that will prevent you from having to come back without another 100,000 miles on that. So the reality of the can jobs that I see with your system are not bad. Now, is that overwhelming for a shop owner that is just getting started? I think knowing that right out of the gate, there is that certain overwhelming feeling of, oh my God, I have to have that many. But that was accumulated over a great deal of time. And the closer we get to dialing into the bullseye, the more we're going to have results that look like that. It's now at some level, I think some of those codes probably end up being antiquated. You know, they're not as popularly used, but we can run reports on them. We could do the same thing in our system and look to see how many times did we sell a can job. If we haven't sold one in 5 years, I'll inactivate it. It's not in front of our view, and it doesn't cause any conflict. But your description of the storytelling, we sell the invisible all day long. So if I could take a new service writer or somebody who's talking to a customer and make it make sense, you know, read a script without sounding, hi, my name is Ben, I am reading a script, but be able to talk intelligently about the car. Absolutely. Customers want to feel that little bit of storytelling. You brought it up the best way possible. So no, these two things right here, I think when Carm reached out and said, hey, you know, what do you think about doing a show like this? I was excited because these are the kind of things that I think they're not the super sexy things. They're not the fireworks that, you know, that go off at 4th of July. They're just the little things that add up to some big numbers in the long run.
So the big numbers are this. And so the value of canned jobs is this. When somebody buys their CompuTrek set of canned jobs, and it takes about between, depending on how nuanced you want to do them in your shop, it takes 35 to 45 hours to load those all in your job. It's in Excel.
So wait a minute, you sell a sheet of paper that shows all these canned jobs?
Yeah, I have Excel workbooks and we go through training. We show the category, we show the labor type you're supposed to have, the labor rate. We actually do a labor rate calculator training with them so they know which labor rate they should be using for DAG, payment, repair. But once they get that in there, here's the power of it. When they fully implement the canned jobs, they'll sell another 15 to 20% than they've ever sold before. The job and their comebacks go way down because of all the built-in triggers to do the level 10 job. Think about this. 15% of $1 million is how much? $150,000.
Yeah, 150 grand. Yeah.
And you got 60 to 65% of that is GP dollars. That increase is so big. And so I liken the canned jobs to this. Does it take time? Yes. I'm not going to take away from that. But you want it to take time. Why is that? Well, let's think about it. How long does it take for the people who build a freeway to build 1 mile of road that you can travel 60 miles an hour on? So you can do 1 mile in a minute. How long does it take them to do that road?
That's a great analogy. It probably takes 2 years.
So here's the funny part of that. It takes 2 to 3 years to build 1 mile of section of road. But guess what? If they have to repave it, why does it always take 5 to 7 years to repave it? I'm not sure what the difference is there. But your canned jobs are your super highway to estimating. Think about this. If you have every labor line, you just saved per line of typing time for the advisor 5 minutes, and you got 5 lines on an RO average. That's how much time is that? That's 25 minutes times how many ROs, 6 to 8, they close a day. They just freed up an hour to hour and a half of time. Now you take the estimating time, you get your canned jobs dialed in such a way. Now you're estimating a 9 to 11 item RO in 3 to 5 minutes. How much more versus 45 minutes? and you do that 6 to 8 times, how much time? Advisors always complain, I don't have enough time. When you build your canned jobs, your canned jobs are part of the advisor time management. And it's a high level communication, because we haven't even talked about what's called, there's a certain software that uses this language, common complaints. So Mr. Jones comes in for a check engine light. It's not just check engine light on and it goes out to the tech. Well, does it do it cold? Does it do it warm? Has it any work? When does it do it? And so a check engine light on hard, intermittent, flashing, or it was on the other day and now it's not on. There are certain questions A-level techs want every advisor to ask for every condition on the vehicle. Our common complaints have majority of the questions I ask. And these common complaints, I'm adding to them all the time, because we have a new left-handed EGR widget on a left-handed EGR-driven Subaru. There are specific questions. You got an overheat on a diesel, you might have different questions than you would on an overheat on a Subaru or a Mercedes. So your common complaints now, you have a generic set, but then now you build them. We have a Mercedes this year because they're so intricate and there's so many underlying problems. We want to make sure we want to ask these questions. Anytime your technician comes up to you and say, hey, does it do this? Does it do that? Does it do this? You know what they just told you? What to go add to your canned job common complaints for that particular vehicle. And now the next time it comes in, the tech hasn't interrupted, the advisor isn't interrupted. If you take away that miscommunication interruption time, you know, you freed up even more time for your advisors and your technicians. Efficiency goes up, everybody's happy, and you can eat more donuts. I mean, it's just a blissful world.
Oh, yeah. Donuts. Yeah, exactly. Listen, this was fabulous. I learned a few things here, Ben. The super highway to estimating. I mean, we put that up somewhere. I love the concept of bringing on a new client advocate and putting stronger, better, smarter words in front of them to speak to the customer. Maybe the uptime goes from 3 to 4 months to, who knows, 60 days, just because they have a level of confidence that these canned jobs are going to help them be more complete and have a smarter level of speak back to the customer. This is great stuff. No kidding. Dave is passionate about this. Oh my God. If someone in the audience says, I want Dave's 800 things, CompuTrek.com, is that where they're going to go?
Yeah, CompuTrekSystems.com.
CompuTrekSystems.com. All right, Dave, thank you so much. And Ben, you work every day on training for tracks, right?
Yes, we do.
Damn. How do you not know how your systems run if you train, train, train? Continuous education. That's what I'm all about. Dave Shadeen, CEO, master coach, former shop owner, and a former tech at CompuTrek Automotive Solutions. Ben Dexter, the national training manager, NAPA Tracks. You may all want to listen to this episode a couple of times to pick up everything everyone said. And why don't you forward it and share it with people in your network and inside of your business? You just may turn some excitement going on and doing this stuff. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks, Carm. Thank Great you. To be here.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.